To migrants fleeing war and poverty, there were two starkly conflicting messages from Croatia this week. On Wednesday, it was welcome. Today, it's keep on moving. So what's changed? Well, the arrival of several thousand migrants. Croatia's Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic says his country is simply not equipped to bear the burden. And other European leaders say the country is still obligated to take the migrants, many of them refugees, under EU rules. The AP's Danica Kirka is covering the crisis from Zagreb, Croatia. And Danica, first, can you describe to us what the flow of migrants has been like over the past day or two? I mean, where are people coming from and where are they going?
Well, people have been coming from everywhere into the very small state of Croatia. Some 14,000 migrants have been arriving in the last 2 days. And, you know, the country just declared this afternoon that it was just overwhelmed and that it was going to start basically sending people back.
14,000 in just the last 2 days. What is the prime minister saying about why the country isn't equipped to handle the burden?
Well, you know, it's good to remember that Croatia is one of the poorest of the EU countries, 26th out of 28 in terms of GDP. So the prime minister had a press conference today and he just basically threw up his hands and he said, what else can we do?
Does that mirror public sentiment?
Well, I think that, you know, don't forget, Croatia, not 20 years ago, had a war of its own. And the Balkan nations, there has been a lot of conflict here. So I think there's inherent sympathy for refugees. People have a deep and painful understanding of what it means to be a refugee. But again, you know, Croatia is a very poor country. These people do not want to stay in Croatia. The country doesn't have the ability to house them, to give them food, to give them water, these very basic things.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, you had mentioned that Croatia's own war for independence, you know, it ended not that long ago, just a couple of decades ago. Is there concern that this vast flow of migrants across the border now will revive or could revive tensions between countries that once made up the former Yugoslavia?
You know, in so many ways, these countries have made a lot of progress towards, you know, normalization. I think that it is fair to say that some of that could be jeopardized. But I think what will really determine whether or not tensions rise further will be what the EU does. You know, the European Union has been lacking a unified response to this crisis, and this has caused problem after problem in dealing with people on the ground. And as a result of that, you see people standing outside. The temperatures are very hot right now. You know, people don't have water. They don't have food. They don't have anywhere to go. You know, they're sleeping out in the open on railroad tracks. I mean, from a humanitarian standpoint, something has to be done.
Danica Kirka is a reporter with the Associated Press. She's speaking to us from Zagreb, Croatia. Danica, thanks so much.
No problem.